Mayor Buddy Dyer has installed multi-sex bathrooms in City Hall.
Come on, people, show your support.
And now, a man that's just trying to get a toilet in the studio. Rick Stacy and the Sunny Update.
Not hearing much about this, but you might want to know that Friday, America's Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, told international banks and domestic banks that criminals are plotting a concerted global malware attack on ATM machines.
In a confidential alert on Friday, the FBI told banks that they could be targeted by an organized group of cyber criminals that work together to plan coordinated attacks on cash machines.
Not only stealing money from one account, but hundreds of accounts at the same time.
This is very different to credit card skimmers, which can steal information off of one single account. Hackers in this incident could access money from hundreds of different accounts at once.
Yeah, Barclays.
Incidences of ATM jackpotting have worsened over the last year.
Barclays Bank, HSBC, among other banks that you probably deal with on a daily basis. So while we're busy talking about that liar Amorosa, here we are. This story not getting any play.
How come, if it was a confidential warning to banks, how do we know about it?
I went over there and got it.
Really?
No, I don't know. That's a good question.
Give me that.
And what are they doing to the ATMs? Are they just spitting out money?
I don't know.
Emptying bank accounts, everything emptied.
Yeah, they move money from one account to another and then take all the money.
Joke's on them. I ain't got any.
Man, there you go. Hey, another toll option is coming to Central Florida. Easy Pass is coming. You heard that earlier, but now you'll have Easy Pass, Sun Pass, or E-Pass.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
People are getting all confused, and then they're renting cars that already have Sun Pass, and then the Easy Pass they bring, and they kick that in, and all of a sudden you're paying three times.
I mean, I've gotten hit in a rental car where I put my own Sun Pass in, and I get hit from both. So I learned from that experience.
Yeah, so, hey.
Yeah, I guess Easy Pass you can use on states outside of Florida and a small portion of Florida. According to the map, it's just really like a bubble around Orlando, so the Easy Pass doesn't work everywhere else. But the Sun Pass and the E-Pass both work in Florida, but not everywhere else.
That's so confusing.
The E-Pass in Central Florida goes into effect September 1st.
I think that would be confusing, absolutely. Yes, that would be. You'd have to have them coordinated.
I think there are a lot of options for consumers today, and I think we're kind of being overloaded and overwhelmed at times.
I can just imagine someone going, oh, wait, which lane do I go in?
So can you use the Sun Pass still?
Yes, you can still use that. The E-Pass, I think, gives you a discount. Now, the Easy Pass, I know nothing about, except you can only use it like right here.
The E-Pass Extra is coming, too.
What's that?
I don't know.
To fly over everybody?
I guess.
Dude,
why don't they just be like, look, government fat cat money. We just put it here. One bucket, one pass, that's it.
Are they all going to have different lanes? Are we going to be swerving all, causing all kinds of wrecks? Like,
no, I think you can all go through the same lane with it, but that's what I'm worried about is people going, oh, well, I have an Easy Pass, not a Sun Pass. Halt. You know?
Yeah, and those people that stop at the Sun Pass lane where it says coins, but there's nobody there, and it's a brick wall.
Rick loves that.
Nothing's going to come out of the brick wall, okay? Will you keep moving? God.
You had to see Rick yesterday at a red light when somebody in front of him wasn't turned right.
Hilarious.
I was on the phone with him. I not only heard him screaming over the phone, but I heard him screaming out.
I could see him flailing through the window.
Well, it's 2018. Is there anybody on the earth that doesn't know you can make a right on red unless it says don't make a right on red?
Well, you can't.
There's somebody actually sitting there twiddling their thumbs.
Well, what else am I going to text while I drive?
This is great.
Yeah. All right. Remember this guy?
Barrel roll, and if that goes good, I'm just going to nose down and call it a night.
Crazy. Yeah. Ground service agent Richard Russell, that's the guy who took a 72-passenger jet plane, went in the air, did a few barrel rolls, couple loops, and then crashed it into the ground, obviously a suicide. And yesterday they got this aviation if this guy can be an aviation consultant, I'm quitting radio. I'm going
to
be an aviation consultant.
Consultants make a lot of money, too, don't they?
Yeah. You know they paid this guy to talk to him. He doesn't know anything. His name is Scott Hamilton, and he's like at least 600 years old. So they, for some reason, they went to him and asked him, how could this guy learn how to fly a plane? Which is a stupid question in the first place, because you can buy a simulator anywhere.
Yeah, I got one.
I mean, you know?
The whole idea of a loop-de-loop with a commercial airliner is just mind-boggling. So maybe...
You can't even say boggling.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah.
The whole idea of a loop-de-loop with a commercial airliner is just mind-boggling. So maybe it's part of this air combat type of video game.
Yes, that's what he went. He went to the He went to the arcade and he played WW2 Combat.
That's insane.
I got a flight simulator. It's X-Plane, and this thing is all you have to do is pay an extra $500, and it's accredited as an actual simulator.
Stop.
Where you can get simulator time. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I just have the Microsoft one. Mine's lame, I guess.
Yeah, yours is lame. They got beaten by this one. And then there's dozens of them. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you want to learn how to fly, that's the cheapest way to do it. So anyway, he goes on to talk about it.
I have no idea what kind of video games he might be talking about.
Maybe it's World of Donkey Kong. I don't know. This guy doesn't know anything. And they keep talking to him.
And if that goes good, I'm just going to nose down and call it a night.
Yes, and there's several flight simulators in that tube you.
That's insane.
I tell you. Finally, here it is, man. This is the big one today.
Omarosa, she gets fired. Then out come the claws. She started to squeal. Got a book deal and may just have broken several laws.
Yeah, she may have broken some laws. We didn't even get into that earlier. She could end up getting some kind of charges for bringing a device, a recording device, in the Situation Room.
That's what I'm saying. Why has nobody mentioned that? They're like, how did you bring it in? She's like, don't worry about it.
That's a breach of national security. Shouldn't she be in like cuffs or something?
Yes.
While the S hit the fan yesterday, she did not expect this. I promise you. Now, of course, the media, most of them coddle her, and they hate Trump just as much as she does. And but not Savannah Guthrie was not having it. She figures, well, you know what? There may be one credible journalist left, and it's going to be me. She sat Omarosa down, and she really gave it to her.
How did you tape him? The Situation Room is one of the most secure places in the White House. You're supposed to leave your phone. It's the honor system. You're supposed to leave your devices at the door. Did you carry a phone, a recording device? How did you do
it? I'll just leave that to your imagination. I will say this.
What kind of a snotty answer is that?
No, I'm asking you the question. Answer it. If you got the court recording, then say how you got it.
Yeah,
what's the big deal?
A sit-down interview. I'm asking you questions. You give me answers. In return, that's how an interview works.
Yeah, and then the other time, remember it was the day before when pre-release of the book, she asked her, how did you get this information? She goes, well, I'll leave it up to you. She doesn't have any answers.
She's like, I can't do that. I can't tell you how or when or where or what I use, but
Has anybody
happened.
Actually heard the recordings?
No. Nobody's heard
it.
It's unacceptable. I'm not being coy.
Okay, so
I'm
how
being
did you
very,
do it?
Very clear here.
No, you're not. One thing you're not being, and it goes on and gets uglier.
President. Do you think the president lies often?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, there was a report.
How long have you known that?
There was a report that said that he lied almost 4,000 lies in the last year.
Have you known that he is a liar, as you say?
Well, absolutely.
Why did you work for him?
Ooh, kick in the crotch.
And then when you don't want to answer a question, you do this.
Savannah, slow down. I'm going to ask your question. Don't worry. I'm here. I've got all the time.
Yeah, no, but I'm... Yeah.
So you don't have to ask 10 questions in 1 second.
It just got ugly. And then it just even got uglier because another not fan of Trump piled on, releasing more of his audio. His very own audio. Piers Morgan of Omarosa and what he thinks of her. This is back... is this one of them during The Apprentice?
And then one of them was he was on the talk talking about something else, and of course they brought up Omarosa, and this was his answer.
Right. This was his answer about how Omarosa wanted to have sex with him so they could write a book later. Listen to what she says. They didn't even have a name for it.
Piers, I'm thinking that you and I could get into it like a showmance.
A showmance.
Yep.
So you have sex with somebody.
And then it becomes a big scandal on the show and everyone wants to know about it. And you write a tell-all book and then you make money.
Wow, that sounds familiar.
Whoa, what's that? She said, you know, on The Apprentice, everyone has sex together. And then we can go and sell the story.
Ooh.
Together, like one big pile.
This is just unbelievable.
I went, you are completely deluded. This is not happening. So then she says to me, what? What's the matter with you, gay?
Then it gets worse.
What struck me was after that, for weeks on end, she was the most abusive, homophobic, horrible person I've ever met in my entire life. Certainly untrustworthy, vindictive, vicious, backstabbing, and the absolute last person that you should ever allow, in my opinion, into the White House.
And then, of course, I guess The View audience was stunned because that's not what they wanted to hear.
You could see. I don't think Whoopi was at this table. No, that's the
well,
view.
Joey Behar that's must have just turned.
This was the talk with, with all the other people.
Oh, the fake view, yeah.
But you had to see, what's her name? Carney Wilson or Carrie, what's her name? The
I
one
don't
of the Wilson
know.
Sisters.
Whoever.
She's sitting at the table and you see her mouth. She's like, she's sitting right next to him and she has this stunned look on her face. When
this is not what is supposed to be said.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, this is not going the way we should go.
Oh my God. Well, they do have the secret tapes though.
Omarosa's secret recordings of President Trump could bring down a presidency. Now you can hear it all on the Omarosa tapes, like Trump's most famous tweet.
Ka-fe-fe. There. Now I hit the send button, and now I hit the other send button.
Every moment of Trump's presidency is captured by Omarosa's hidden microphone.
Ivanka, can you come in my office, sweetie? I forgot which Korea is the bad one.
The Omarosa tapes will make you an ear witness to history.
Hey, Sean Spicer, tell them it was the biggest inauguration ever, or I'll hire Mike Huckabee's son, Sarah, to do it.
The Omarosa tapes. You've never heard anything like it.
Oh, hi, sweetie. How you doing, honey? I love you so much. Hold on. Hey, Mike Pence, can I get a little privacy? I'm trying to talk to Vladimir. I mean, Melania.
The Rick Stacy Show.